Hi everybody, welcome to our newest episode of our serial Explaining Germany to the World. Our today's topic revolves around the music you just heard, or rather around the meaning behind it.
Did you recognize it? As someone coming from abroad, probably not, but as a German you would instantly identify it as the famous theme that for over 40 years has introduced the most popular crime series in German television, that is Tatort, which can be translated as crime scene.
Exactly. First broadcasted in November 1970, this primetime drama, with its striking theme melody, is the longest-running TV series in Germany, and has ever since entertained generations of German viewers every Sunday evening between 8:15 and 9:45.
Really? That's quite impressive.
Yeah, right. In its early years, it was able to attract about 25 million people, which accounted for 70% of all German television viewers back then.
But at that time, there weren't as many channels as today, and therefore the choice was much smaller, right?
Yes, that's true. However, even nowadays, Tatort manages to lure up to 12 million viewers on their couches at home.
Not only on their couch. In several towns, there are also bars where you can watch Tatort episodes on a large screen and guess with other guests who the murderer is. Have any of you ever been to such a bar?
Not yet, but I would really like to go there. To watch it in a group with many other fans, like a football match, must be a great experience.
So, you can see, Tatort has really become a sort of cult, and is, as one of the few high-quality productions the Germans are proud of, certainly an important part of the nation's culture.
Definitely. And therefore it's perfectly suited to give you out there a better understanding of what Germany and the German people are like. But why has it become so popular? What do you think? Why has it become such a phenomenon?
I've heard that many people like Tatort because of its regional flavor.
Regional flavor? What do you mean by that?
Well, the Tatort series cannot really be called only one series. In fact, it consists of more or less 20 versions of Tatort. Each of the regional broadcasting agencies in Germany, for example the WDR or the Bayerische Rundfunk, which is part of the German public broadcasting system, produces its own Tatort episodes with its own investigators.
Ah, okay, so Tatort is set in different areas of Germany?
Yes, that's right. And of each city there are 3 or 4 episodes per year. Examples are Cologne, Hamburg and Munich, but also smaller cities like Münster or Kiel.
Now, I think I understand what you meant by regional flavor. Tatort also presents peculiarities of the different areas it is set in. Some of the characters, for example, speak in the regional dialect.
Yeah, you're right. Cologne's investigators, for instance. After they have solved a crime, they always meet at their Bütchen, eat Bratwurst with French fries and drink a glass of Kölsch, the local beer.
Yes, and in Münster, which is famous for its many cyclists, the investigator always rides his bike to the police station.
Well, it certainly is quite interesting to see a crime series that is set in familiar places. Why? Because we can identify with the people living there and can recognize the clichés. But this cannot be the only reason why so many people watch Tatort, right?
No, of course not. But this system of setting the Tatort episodes in different places with different characters creates diversity. No Tatort is like the other. There are serious ones, funny ones, and the thrilling ones. Just think of the new Tatort episode set in Hamburg. The investigator of this episode, Nick Chiller, is played by Till Schweiger, one of the most famous German actors. What makes this episode special is the fact that there's much more action going on than in other Tatort episodes. Sometimes it even reminds me of American series, like CSI, because of all the bloody and brutal shootings, the chases, and Nick Chiller as the cool investigator.
Let's listen to one of the last scenes of the episode. Nick Chiller tries to get a password for an illegal server which contains important proof. The man he's threatening is his ex-partner Max, who defected to the evil guys. To get the information, Nick tied him to a car with a bomb in it. He won't blow him up, of course, but that's what Max thinks.
Mach mich hier los!
Hallo, Max. Ups. Du hast gerade mal noch 4 Minuten.
Was soll der Scheiß?
Ich brauche das Passwort von dem Carlson-Server in Dubai.
Mach mich los.
Negativ.
Nee, das machst du nicht, hä? Du, der weiße Ritter.
Hör auf zu labern und beeil dich lieber. Ich muss das Passwort überprüfen, bevor ich dich losmache.
Du machst mich jetzt los! Du bist LKA-Beamter!
Fick dich.
This scene shows Nick Chiller's way of working. Straightforward, often brutal, but always on the good side. Or like Max says, the white knight fighting for what is good in the world, protecting the weak. In this Tatort episode, the investigator is more reminiscent of an action hero.
Another version of Tatort is a series set in Münster, which has been running for 10 years. It's an example of a, let me call it, more traditional German crime series, with less action but lots of funny elements instead. The main characters are Thiel, the investigator, and Professor Börne, his eccentric neighbor. Professor Börne, who is a pathologist, always interferes in Thiel's investigations. In this series, the complicated yet entertaining relationship between these both is often in the foreground of the action.
The following scene is part of a chase. Well, if you can call it that. Here Thiel and Börne are sitting in their car at a crossroad, but instead of chasing the criminals, they are discussing which way they should go. While this is going on, they are also overtaken by some cyclists who damaged Professor Börne's car.
Wo haben Sie denn Ihre Straßenkarten?
Ich brauche doch keine Straßenkarten. Ich weiß doch, wo Kalkofen liegt.
Nämlich wo?
Rechts.
Dann fahren Sie doch rechts.
Aber links ist eine Abkürzung.
Ja, dann fahren Sie links.
Aber rechts ist die schönere Strecke.
Bitte!
Man sieht sich immer dreimal! Spätestens auf meinem Tisch!
This scene is quite different from the one we've heard before. Thiel and Professor Börne are more confused than Nick Chiller in Hamburg, and they are always quarreling, as you can hear in this scene. When Börne shouts at the cyclists, it is only one of the comical scenes of these episodes, and also the reason why so many people love to tune in when Thiel and Börne try to find the murderer.
Hamburg and Münster are only two Tatort versions, but there are many, many more, so you can say that there's one for almost everybody. Which Tatort episodes do you prefer?
I actually like best the one set in Münster. Thiel and Börne are crazy, but it's so funny to watch them solving their crimes. Especially Professor Börne is intriguing because he's really eccentric and snobby. He bangs on Thiel's door at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell him whose blood was on the knife. He always wants to prove how brilliant he is, and he loves listening to Wagner operas early in the morning. With a rather down-to-earth investigator Thiel, he's a perfect match.
Yeah, that sounds hilarious. But I, for my part, really like the Tatort episode set in Stuttgart because of Richie Müller. He plays one of the investigators. Richie Müller is not the typical heartthrob, as he's rather short, has a big nose and is about 60, but he is such a convincing actor. The way he reads his lines and the passion he shows for his job always fascinate me. However, I think that there's also another reason why people love to watch Tatort.
That is?
The fact that it often deals critically with controversial issues.
Yes, I think you're right. We like TV shows that entertain and inform us at the same time. I remember the title from last week. One of the investigators just returned traumatized from Afghanistan. We were able to see how war can change people's personality. It also showed what problems can arise when those people who have been there are thrown back into their own life. This was definitely one of the series' Tatort episodes.
Yes, now that you mention it, I remember episodes that dealt with the pollution of the environment or the bank crisis, but also issues like illegal immigration or exploitation of workers, which were cleverly woven into the storyline.
Wow, so there appears to be quite a bunch of reasons why Tatort has become so popular. And now that we talked about it, we hope that we also woke your curiosity and you want to try and watch an episode. Or maybe two? The Tatort series actually shows that German series are not as bad as their reputation. As a student of German, you can learn a lot about the different areas of Germany and at the same time enjoy an enthralling crime series.
So, we hope that you enjoyed our today's topic and also tune in to our next episode on explaining Germany to the world.